Senate Bill 172, an act to define long-term substitute teachers and to require certain reporting on the use of long-term substitute teachers.
Senate Bill 172 having second readings over final consideration. Are there any remarks? Representative Lucas.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and ladies and gentlemen of the House. Senate Bill 172 is an issue that deals with substitute teachers in our K through 12 public schools, but it really stems from an issue around teacher certification. Currently, teacher certification is monitored and regulated by the Department of Education and Cultural Affairs. And once you receive or take the required number of courses in college for a teacher education degree and you do your student teaching, then you become certified with the department. If at any time your certificate lapses or you may not be fully endorsed to teach a particular subject area, the department issues a one-year provisional certificate called an authority to act. However, if a school district isn't able to fill a particular teaching position, they may put someone in there as a substitute for an entire semester or maybe even the whole school year. In this case, the department does not have any way to regulate or monitor anyone in this position. And in some cases, they may be a person that hasn't taken any college courses at all. Senate Bill 172 would define what a long-term sub is, which would be a person that substitutes for the same teacher for 10 or more days. And then it would ask that we do a record keeping of the reasons why they've been substituting for that person for 10 or more days. It may be for a medical reason, or it may be where they need to take care of a family member, or it may be that they're involved in a civic duty leave, or it may be where they couldn't fill a position and they just put a long-term sub in there. If this would go into effect, it would give the department a year, and the department is in support of this bill. It would give them a year to collect data, and then the following year, if there are some problems around putting individuals in classrooms that have no college education, maybe no college courses at all, then the department could come up with a proposal possibly to have these individuals take some sort of college classes in order to substitute teach. If there are any questions, I'd be glad to answer them. I would urge you to vote yes on Senate Bill 172.
Further remarks on Senate Bill 172? Hearing none. Representative Koskin.
Well, thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, I'm going to ask you to oppose Senate Bill 172 because I think we already know what the information is going to tell you. The question is, what are we going to do with the information? And I don't know for sure if we're prepared, we're ready to take the information and do anything with it. The information you're going to get out of this is rural schools are hiring more substitute teachers than the urban schools. We don't have the resources. The rural schools really don't have the resources to do what we need to do, and that's to pay more in a rural school so they can afford to pay to get more teachers. And beyond that, we really don't have even the resources of people. In the particular school that I represent, the principal lives 30 miles from the school. There's no buildings, there's no housing for the superintendent and principal in the town. The superintendent lives probably about 90 miles away. We don't have all the resources. That's what the studies, all these reports are going to say, is the rural schools don't have the resources. They have to hire teachers that aren't certified. I don't know what the information is going to do other than get to the point where we're going to start pointing fingers and saying this is the reason, this is the reason. But then we're not going to be willing to do anything. Urge you to defeat the bill.
Further remarks on Senate Bill 172. Representative Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, I rise in support of Senate Bill 172. Unlike Representative Koskins, I don't have the perception, I don't know for sure just what the situation might be. What this does is require school districts to report, when requested by DECA, the information on how they are utilizing substitute teachers, so that we have a realistic base of facts to make a decision on what we ought to be doing about certified teachers and those who are substitutes that are not certified teachers. So the bottom line of this is that we're going to get some real data to come up with some conclusions that are based on fact and not what we think may or may not be the case. So I would urge you to support Senate Bill 172.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the question for the House is the final passage of Senate Bill 172. Those in favor vote aye. Opposed, nay. Clerk will lock the voting machine. Members will proceed to vote.
Representatives Monroe and Jarvis Brown. Representative Jarvis Brown. All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 43, nays 24, excused 3.
Senate Bill 172, having received a majority vote of members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title will be deemed correct.